You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Vote for Jorge.
Vote for Jorge. We're getting vote for Jorge t-shirts.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, you've arrived, man.
I will proudly wear a vote for Jorge t-shirt.
How many do you think we'll get? One?
Well, probably
there's
just
only one. One of a kind.
Yeah, one of one.
One left.
One of one. Only one will be left. Yeah. Speaking of which, today, lie of the day, we got a pair of tickets to see Rams Titans at SoFi Stadium Sunday night, and it will be my lie today, so pay very close attention. Have we named the awards that we're going to be giving away at our 710 ESPN awards show?
I think we have an idea. We don't have the name fully out yet.
Give us the idea.
Yet.
Let's spit.
No, you know, you can wait till they come out. We'll let other people come on and do that.
I think we should call them the BSBs.
I like the BSBs.
I do
also.
Like that one. The 710s was pretty good.
710s, the Tendy Awards? Sure. Why not? That's coming up in January, so we got plenty of time to get ready for that.
February 6th, actually.
February the 6th. Okay, there you go. It's the Sunday before the Rams play in the Super Bowl. Yeah! Les Snead coming up for you at 2:30. The Sunday before the Rams go to the Super Bowl. Straight to the Super Bowl. Who's with me?
Well, I think you're a little premature, but if they win that game at Green Bay to, you know, give them the inside track for home field advantage, I think they're the favorites. I think whoever wins that game is the favorite.
Oh, that's Jorge. Oh, that's what you've got going against you. You're a Niners fan.
See.
Although, Jorge, I think the Niners might beat the Cardinals this weekend.
I hope so.
I think the Cardinals are ripe to get beat.
Again, two in a row.
Yeah.
By the way, new Super Bowl odds came out. Rams now second pick in the NFL.
Behind Buffalo?
Behind Buffalo. It's Buffalo 5-1. Rams 6-1. Tied with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6-1. So, and Green Bay is fourth. Green Bay's the fourth pick there. And by the way, Les Snead's coming up at 2:30 in case I didn't. I think I'm mentioning that again, but what the hell. So, we do this this prep sheet every day, and it's a shared document that we all have. Today is about the most – I threw everything in the kitchen sink on this sucker today. It's going to be a really busy show. One of the things that upset me, though, last night is we were watching something – I guess we were watching the Manning cast. And who isn't at this point watching the Manning cast? And one of those commercials comes up for the helpful Honda guy. And so I like Honda. Honda's a great company. They're probably advertised with us. I don't know. Juan said, I know that guy. He's an actor. And, you know, for some reason that never dawned on me that the helpful Honda guy doesn't actually work for Honda. He's just an actor who gets paid to be the helpful Honda guy. Am I just stupid on this?
I don't know. I'm not sure you're right. I mean,
no, he knows the actor that's playing the helpful Honda guy.
Right, but there's not the same guy in every ad.
Correct. It's a series of different actors.
Right. So I don't know if they're all actors, but just because one of them's an actor doesn't mean that there aren't actually people that work for Honda in some of them.
And why can't you be an actor and work at a Honda dealership?
Well, I guess technically, if you're doing a commercial for Honda, you are
working for Honda.
Employee. Yeah, you are working for Honda, at least for that commercial. So I have a question. Can I, because I'm getting an unbelievable amount of crap at home.
About?
Because we're going to the Super Bowl to see the Rams.
Okay.
Juan has requested that if I do finish last in our fantasy football league, that I postpone my eyebrow shaving a bit until after the Super Bowl. What do you guys think?
Well, our fantasy season ends at the end of the regular season.
Correct.
So that seems like quite a delay.
It is a delay.
It'd be like 2 months. I think you got to pay off sooner than that.
Absolutely not, Mace.
I think it's the day after week 17. If you finish last, that's it.
So maybe it'll grow back. Oh, one actually just texted from the next room. He says, I want both shaved. Well,
that's a decision you're going to need to make. Is it more palatable and more, for lack of a better word, presentable to go with one shaved and one normal, or just shave them both off to give you more symmetry?
I think that's
an interesting dilemma for you.
I'm going to go one brow and a Sharpie.
One brow and a Sharpie.
Yeah, most people probably won't notice.
I'm a half game out of last place in our fantasy football league.
A lot of time left,
as of
though.
This week. Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
How about one brow off and the other one with racing stripes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We were looking for an excuse to do racing stripes, John. Do you want to do racing stripes?
No.
Yeah, why
show
is that?
Show bonding.
No, but I if
$100.
If you want to do racing stripe. No, I have no interest in doing race. Like Jamie Tart.
Yeah, like Jamie Tart, exactly. A racing stripe like Jamie Tart.
Who did I see the other day that had him? No, that's
a lot of people have them.
Yeah, no, racing stripes are a very Mason move. It's a look at me move. I think you should do them.
But it's a team bonding thing. Like, Jorge, you'll do it, right?
I'm down, yeah.
Bergman, you'll do it, right?
Yeah, what do I care?
Let's do it tomorrow since we're in studio.
Yeah, let's all four of us do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
but we need somebody professional to do it. I don't know how to necessarily shave. What do you mean? Carlo, our social media guy, is going to do it?
It's an eyebrow.
Does he have experience
it's your head.
In doing racing
I'll do
stripes?
It. I'll do the three of you. I'll shave racing stripes into the three of you.
Do you know? Can you do, like, watch a YouTube tutorial on this?
Of course.
You didn't know that.
What could possibly go wrong?
You didn't know that John was an eyebrow threader? This is what he does on his off time.
He threaded eyebrows. No, I had no idea. No idea.
I'm down for the stripes tomorrow, though.
Okay, good. Let's do it tomorrow. We'll officially do racing stripe tomorrow.
I don't want to do this.
Well, are you already backing out?
No, I'll do it. I just don't want to.
So we got into a fight on text last night. Ireland, did you see the fight?
No.
Okay. I think you were on the text chain. Jorge.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
$60,000 mythical dollars on Canelo in the big fight coming up against Plant. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Canelo is like minus, you have to like bet $1,500 to win 100. You can't just bet that straight up.
No, I mean, it's like a point spread in football.
Yeah, it's like a point spread in football. And Jorge's like, I quit. I'm not doing this. You guys just make up the rules as you go.
Yeah.
He's taking his ball and going home.
I never had the ball. You guys had ben the ball the Simmons. Whole time.
That's so soft, Jorge.
How no, soft.
By the way, Jorge, soft. Wait a minute. Jorge, you can still bet on Canelo.
I know, but Greg doesn't want to take it. No, it's not fair.
No, no. I'll take the bet. $60,000.
You can't bet it straight up. $60,000.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, Mason took the Rams over the weekend, but he had to give 14.5 points. We would never let him just take the Rams straight up. But you can still bet on Canelo. Right, you just have to give the odds.
So we did it.
You just have longer odds.
We did it. It's minus -1200. So Jorge, if you want to do this, it's $60,000 to win $5,000.
Yeah, it's not exactly a value bet.
No, I mean if you want to win $5K.
But I mean, people do it all the time. There will be people in Vegas that bet on Canelo despite those odds.
Yeah, I could never make a bet like that. Could you make a bet like that?
No, I strictly look for value. That's why I always bet parlays.
That's not a value bet. That's a sucker bet.
Well, I agree. But if you hit one of them, you pay for all the other ones.
You have. I don't think you've hit a parlay this year, have you?
I have not. But the year it's only half over. Wait till I hit my 10-teamer at the end of the year and shock the world.
10-team.
You know you've hit like 2 parlays in your history of betting?
I was so proud of you when you bet $10,000 mythical dollars on a game this last year.
Yeah, and then I lost.
And you lost it.
But, boy, and I felt very strongly about that game. But my football meter is off. If I had to bet that game last night, I would have bet the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't covered the spread all year. Their Chiefs are broken.
Yeah, something's wrong with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they can't even get first downs.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's different about them this year. I can't put my finger on it, but Mahomes seems to be the difference. Mahomes is obviously they got no defense.
He's had 2 bad weeks in a row.
Yeah, obviously. You know, their defense is terrible. Last night, that wasn't an issue. But Mahomes just hasn't been very good. Did you watch the Manning cast last night?
Yeah.
So you actually sent us this. And first of all, the Manning cast, do you think it could be the future of play-by-play?
I do.
Like, we won't see traditional announcers anymore. We will just see this sort of vibe. Or does it take two guys with this kind of wattage? And when I say two guys, I mean Peyton, with this kind of wattage to be able to pull off something like this?
It's a good question. But I think what the future is going to be is going to be all about options. I don't know if they'll ever be like the only way you can watch a game is with a Manning cast. I think they'll always be a traditional cast, but I think these things are here to stay. I think these things where you know, sitting around watching a game with famous people would be fun. And if it's going to draw more people into the tent, why not? Like, you know, for example, what was on ESPN2 before the Manning cast?
No clue.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, probably nothing. Nothing to note.
So now they get all the and people say, "Well, what happens if? Wouldn't it be horrible if everybody starts watching the Manning cast?" No, it's all this. It's all owned by the same network.
Yeah, it's all. You just add it together. Say this is the rating for Monday Night Football. I was thinking last night. You know, you've got Geeter, you've got James Worthy, you've got Ali, you've got Robert Horry, you got Mike Bresnahan. You could do a mega cast with just those guys watching the game in addition to the Billy Mack call with Stu Lance, couldn't you?
Of course.
And I would be interested in watching that. Those guys just BSing?
Yeah. Now, where would you put it?
Oh, that's the question. You could put it on the Dodgers channel. You could put it on channel 59, as I like to call it, on Spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know, like, on certain nights, I mean, you probably couldn't do it for every game because on certain nights there'll be a Dodger game and a Laker game, but you could do it for a lot of nights. You could do it
for
a lot
of
games.
Yeah, they should try it. There's an idea for you. Is it still AJ over there?
Oh, yeah.
There's an idea for you, AJ. Take over Channel 59, the baseball channel, and stick on the whole crew and just BS their way through a game. I think that'd be cool. Nothing to take away from Billy Mack and Stu, who do an unbelievable job. You know, Jack in a box.
They wouldn't care.
Yeah, they'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
They'd be totally cool with it. Now, you sent a story today that says there's a curse to the Manning cast.
Well, did you see this? This is 100% factual. Every active player who has appeared on the Manning cast, and they normally have at least one every week, has lost the following week, has lost their next game, including Matthew Stafford.
Right.
And so the guy who appeared last night was Josh Allen. So if the Manning curse is real, Josh Allen guaranteed to lose on Sunday.
Interesting. Now, do you believe in curses?
Of course.
You believe in curses?
I do.
Jorge, do you believe in curses?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat.
Bernie, wait a minute, Mace. You've said many times you'll change your Rams hat in the middle of a game. Isn't that?
That's superstition. That's different than a curse.
No, it's the same thing.
A curse is like putting a hex on somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not putting a hex on anybody. Just because I change my hat based on the outcome of a game doesn't mean I believe in curses.
You believe in superstitions, which is all part of the same family.
Yeah, I just don't believe you can put a hex on somebody. I don't believe that the Mannings are putting a hex on whoever appears on their show.
They're absolutely real.
Yeah,
worked for the Billy Goat. Worked for Babe Ruth. Worked for the Madden curse.
Babe Ruth lasted for 100 years.
Yeah, Madden curse is real.
Just not buying into the curse concept.
Well, I mean, then if you're not, then Josh Allen. Who did the Bills play this week? Because the Bills are favored to win every game now.
So they would be Josh Allen would be the one that goes down this week.
If there is
a Manning cast. By the way, it's trending. The Manning cast curse is actually trending on Twitter.
By the way, you know who the Bills play?
No.
Jacksonville.
Oh!
If Jacksonville upsets the Bills, then will you admit the curse is real?
Yes. If the Bills lose to Jacksonville.
It's in Jacksonville.
Oh, that unbelievable home field advantage they've got there in Jacksonville. If the Bills lose to Jacksonville, I will buy into the curse. I will buy into it. Don't forget, lie of the day. Make sure you keep paying attention for that. And coming up next for you, what Sean McVay said when he found out that Von Miller was available. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, thank you very much to our buddy Kevin Reese. John, you know Kevin, great guy. Sent me a Chinatown t-shirt. T-shirt with the movie Chinatown, like the poster art.
Yeah, I'll probably see him tonight. Cool. Kevin goes to most Laker games.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He does all the Rams games, too. I'm going to see him on Sunday at the Rams game. Great photographer.
Did he play JV football, too?
I will ask Kevin to see if he played JV football. By the way, I did not play football. John, did you play football?
No. I played flag football up through eighth grade and then never played tackle, got out.
Were you forbidden to play by Myrna?
No, but the Thompson boys, Mikey, Clay, and Trace, Julian Michael pulled him in after I think it was Clay's sophomore year and told him it's over. No more football. They had seen too many of them, too many kids and too many of their friends get hurt. And at this point, you know, Mikey and Clay were tracking to get college scholarships in basketball, and Trace was to get one in baseball. And so Michael had just seen too many like season ending injuries and career ending injuries. And he told them, all right, boys, sorry, no more football. You're all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it happens.
So you guys are making fun of me for being in JV football, yet neither of you played football.
Yeah,
or got
I ran
hit.
Cross country and played basketball.
So you're going to make fun of me for it, but you guys are too soft.
Well, we didn't brag about it. You're the one that bragged about
it. No, you brought it up.
JV
I was
football.
Just saying
no,
that
you,
I played JV.
You bragged about playing JV football.
I was the starting safety.
By the way, I'm not one of those people that has an issue if your kids – I love football. I think football's great. I think they've made it safer. I know there are risks involved. I know a lot of moms don't want their kids to play football. That's cool, too. If you want to play football, go for it. You be you. If you don't, I get it. I don't feel strongly. I'm not one of those guys that football is ruining. You know, after that movie Concussion came out, everybody thought football was going to die. It's not going to die. It's
not going to die, but it's definitely most parents think hard about it, I would say. Don't you think most parents think hard about it?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, safety's especially the moms, it's like a paramount issue.
Yeah. So, but I mean, JV, you can't really get hurt, can you, Bergman?
Absolutely. I had a concussion.
Wait a minute. That explains everything.
Hey. Come on now. I mean, maybe it does a little bit, but.
So, Ireland, yes, when you missed McVay last week, and you'll be here for McVay, so you'll be able to keep me on the rails this week. But when McVay was here last week, we came up with a really funny drop. So let me see if we can use one. Hey, Coach, did you know Von Miller was coming?
No, not really.
Are you glad he's here now?
You're damn right I am.
There you go.
There you go. Well, did you see when somebody, I think it was Mike Florio's site. What is it? Is it Pro Football?
Pro Football Talk?
Yeah, and they did an article about somebody found McVay last night, and they said, well, tell us how you found out. Oh, you have the sound?
Yeah, okay. We have the sound of this, yeah.
Okay, so McVay, let's just say he was uniquely surprised that Von Miller was a possibility. Here's Sean explaining how he found out.
Yeah, you got to be me. That's what I said. I'm like, no way. And then you start to really unpack it and understand the ramifications and what's it going to take and, you know, what does that look like? What does that potentially do and how we envision him fitting into our football team and became more and more of a reality really over the last week. Yeah, you got to be me.
It's not surprising from one perspective, right? So from the Denver perspective, and I've got, you know, Juan's dad is a Broncos season ticket holder, has been for years. They're in a rebuild mode. They're a really ordinary team right now. They're unlikely to make the playoffs. Von Miller is a walk-away free agent at the end of this year. To be able to get a second and a third-round draft pick does make sense from Denver's perspective.
Right, and by the way, I like it for the Rams, too, because Von Miller, if he performs and helps you get to the Super Bowl, then you re-sign him and bring him back, and if he doesn't, you took a flyer on him anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, the Rams, I came across this. I don't know what article this came from, but I copy and paste stuff all the time. Rather than dismantle their roster and rebuild it with draft picks, Snead and McVay have preferred an aggressive retooling on the fly approach as they continue to work not only to contend in the NFL, but also secure the market in Los Angeles. I think that's one thing that has been a byproduct of going for it year after year after year here. I think there have been 4 years, 5 years. It's to secure the market. It's to earn that.
Well, isn't this their sixth year here? Didn't they do 4 years in the Coliseum last year at SoFi, and then this is the second year at SoFi?
Sounds right. I'm trying to remember.
You could be right. Maybe it was only 3 years ago, but I seem to think it was four. I think you went to, I think you bought tickets for 4 years.
I just remember the terrible year. I remember the terrible year.
The Jeff Fisher year.
And then I remember the Super Bowl year, which was 2018.
Yeah.
Obviously last year, SoFi with no fans in it, and now SoFi rocking every single game. But it is interesting. I had a friend text me last night. Who said, to paraphrase, this is all going to catch up with you, Rams fans. This
Why?
Is all going to catch up with you because you're trading all your draft picks.
Who cares?
Yeah, I think, and we'll talk to Les Snead about this, but draft picks are assets. They traded two assets for one really important, immediate asset in Von Miller, who, by the way, has cleared his physical and is now officially part of the Rams organization. You've got a choice. I mean, in the case of, let's go back to the Lakers. Lakers drafted Brandon Ingram and Julius Randle and Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart and all those young guys that we had. Traded them all for Anthony Davis. That's right. The whole idea is you build assets for yourself, whether it's draft picks or the draft picks that you use, and then you move those for a more immediate, and they immediately moved all those young guys, and we won the NBA title, just like that. And I think that's what the Rams are in the middle of right now. They know they've got a great shot to play the Super Bowl at their home stadium. And now they've got Leonard Floyd, who's been great, Aaron Donald, who's been unbelievable, and Von Miller, who, you know, try double-teaming Aaron Donald now. Try it now with Von Miller and Leonard Floyd there. Try throwing a triple at Aaron Donald. This is going to either free up Aaron Donald on the line.
Keep in mind, Jalen Ramsey lines up all over the field.
Sure.
Sometimes he rushes. Sometimes he drops into coverage. Sometimes he plays zone. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's the most versatile defender maybe in the whole NFL. And now you have to account for all three of those dudes. You have to account for Donald, Von Miller, and Jalen Ramsey. I think it gives the Rams a tremendous competitive advantage. And their offense is clicking with Matt Stafford. That's why I really, really want him to secure home field. Because I think it's going to be different than last year when there weren't fans in the stands and it was limited travel and it was all weird.
And SoFi's really loud now. You haven't been there for a game yet, but it's really loud.
So I think this positions them to make a real run at home field. And again, if you haven't been listening, we've been talking about it, you know, for the better part of a week. If the Rams were to secure the number one seed in the NFC, they would not have to get on a plane the day after the season ends. Every home game, every playoff game would be a home game, and the Super Bowl is at SoFi. This happened, you know, with Tampa last year, but Tampa, remember, Mace, worked their way up as a wild card, so they had to go on the road before they got back to Tampa to play in the Super Bowl. The Niners did this once in the 80s, where the Super Bowl was at Stanford Stadium that year, and the 49ers never had to get on a plane. They just stayed home for a month. It completely takes travel out of the equation, which would be it'd be huge. So they've got to sell out for these regular season games and win as many as they can.
They've already beaten Tampa, so they own a tiebreak over Tampa, which gives them essentially a two-game lead.
They got Green Bay coming up.
Green Bay coming up. They need to beat Arizona, which comes later in the season, because Arizona's. I still think Arizona's going to stumble a couple of times.
I do too. I think they could lose this week to the Niners, especially if Kyler Murray doesn't play.
Is that Kyler Murray may not play?
He's banged up. Yeah. I mean, right now, I heard he's either probable or questionable, but he's banged up. So, I mean, if he doesn't play, Niners have a great chance.
Coming up next, John, by far the weirdest story of the day.
Is this the thing with the Texas football coach?
Yes.
I'm glad we're getting into this because I've got many questions about this.
Okay. It's a monkey, a pole dancer, and the head coaching job at Washington State. That is coming up next for you. Then we'll spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Such a great moment.
Yeah, it may have been your worst take ever.
I still think it's a thing.
Yeah, it's not. If it wasn't working, it would be a thing. If he was throwing to cup and it was costing you yards or games or, you know, it was determining things, then yeah. But no one can guard Cooper Kupp. He's on pace to have the greatest statistical season for a receiver in Rams history. And why would you go away from that until they figure out how to stop it?
I would argue you still want to, and this is why DeSean Jackson isn't here anymore, you still want to spread the ball around. You still want to look deep sometimes. You still want a guy who takes the top off of defense. Yeah, that isn't necessarily Cooper Kupp.
You're preaching to the choir about DeSean Jackson. I would have kept him. Especially.
Okay, but aren't you, am I not making my point then? The fact that they go to Cooper Kupp over, I mean, he's targeted like 12 to 15 times a game. DeSean Jackson wasn't targeted at all, which is why he isn't here anymore.
Did the Bucks go to Giannis too much in the finals?
No, Giannis is a superstar. He's the heart of the team.
Did the Chiefs go to Tyreek Hill last night too much?
Possibly.
Yeah, if no,
possibly.
That's actually a good thing. But the Rams don't put 17 points on the board. Patrick Mahomes could use Cooper Kupp, but Cooper Kupp, Mace, no one can stop him. Look at his stats every week.
But you just said they could have gone to DeSean Jackson more.
No, I didn't say that. I said I would have kept DeSean Jackson,
even though you're not even targeting him.
Right, because Van Jefferson.
It's a little like why did Cleveland keep Odell Beckham Jr.? He got one target in
right.
this.
Right, it's
last
for the
week.
Same reason I think the Rams should have kept DeSean. Jarvis Landry got hurt last week. Van Jefferson got hurt. I don't know how serious it is.
It's not serious. He's fine.
But if Van Jefferson were to go down, I would love to have DeSean Jackson as insurance. It sounds to me like DeSean wants more targets. Like he's unhappy.
Oh, yeah, he wants the ball.
Van Jefferson doesn't care. He's a young guy. If he gets 3 catches, great. If he gets 10 catches, great. Van Jefferson's just happy to be out there. You don't want malcontents. So, you know, if DeSean Jackson wants to leave, let him leave. But your contention that they throw it too much to Cooper Kupp makes no sense. Cooper Kupp, it's like Kareem's skyhook. Every time Kareem shot a skyhook, it went in. Why would you – every time they throw it to Cooper Kupp, he catches it. Why would you go away from that? It works every time.
Because I think you want everybody involved in the – now, granted, Robert Woods is absolutely involved in the – I don't want to make it sound like it's only Cooper Kupp because Robert Woods is making a ton of catches. Van Jefferson has made some big catches. But the reason DeSean Jackson isn't here anymore is because they weren't targeting him. They were Cooper Kupp gets all the targets.
Correct. And Cooper Kupp, as a result, leads the NFL in receptions and yards so far this season. Both categories. He's caught more passes for more yards than any other player in the league. If your contention was, like Odell Beckham or like Tyreek Hill, their obsession with Cooper Kupp is hurting the offense or hurting the team, then I'd be with you. But nothing could be further from the truth. Every time he throws it to Cooper Kupp, he catches it. There hasn't been a game where Cooper Kupp has cost the Rams a victory.
God, no. I mean, not at all.
The reason they lost Arizona is because the defense didn't show up. Arizona put 40 points on the board. But Cooper Kupp's great. I would, until they figure out how to stop Cooper Kupp, he's Jerry Rice. Why would you stop throwing to Jerry Rice? He's having that kind of year.
I'm not suggesting they stop throwing to him. I'm suggesting that they also look down the field to, for example, in that case, DeSean Jackson when he was here, or to Van Jefferson more often. That's my only case. You got to give me credit. I mean, I actually
I'm giving you no credit. Zero.
Because I didn't just speculate on the radio. Like, I hear the postgame show, they talk about too much Kupp all the time.
Right.
They talk about being too Cooper Kupp reliant. I actually brought it directly to Coach McVay.
Yeah, if they're doing that on the postgame show, they're wrong.
They are.
If you guys can,
Travis Rogers is doing that in the
Travis
postgame
is wrong. Show. If you think that they're throwing the ball too much to Cooper Kupp, if they were 1-6, I would agree with you. They're 6-1, and Cooper Kupp's going to the Pro Bowl, and it's going to be first team All Pro. I mean, it's a formula that works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're trying to fix something that isn't broken by telling him to go away from Cooper Kupp. That's stupid. McVay was here, he would agree with me. Well, I already did.
No, obviously, he already did agree with you.
Yeah, hey, Coach McVay, is Mason making any sense in this argument whatsoever?
No, not really.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I brought it directly to him. You got to give me credit for that.
No.
I had a thought in my mind, and no. I said it to McVay. I'm not going to do a namby-pamby interview.
Well, you do namby-pamby interviews all the time.
Obviously didn't do it this time.
And the fact that you brought it to McVay, the only thing that did was make you look stupid. Do you not
disagree.
See that?
Disagree.
How do you
disagree.
Feel about actually blaming Travis for your mistake?
Well, no. I mean, I listen. Don't you listen to the postgame show? I listen.
But does Travis ever? Does Trevor?
I listen every time.
Does Travis have access to McVay? Did they ever interview him or talk to him?
I think they play the press conference. Yeah, no, not really. Exactly. No, not really. All right. So, can we get to the fun story?
No, not really.
No, not really. All
right. Yeah. Great. Are we blowing off Wheel of Questions?
Wheel of Questions is a 140. Isn't
all right.
The next
yeah, segment. Yeah. Do the fun story.
Then. Okay. So, Texas offensive coordinator Jeff Banks is a candidate for the Washington State head coaching job.
Yeah, they fired Nick Rolovich, who wouldn't get vaccinated.
So a while back, I guess last year sometime, he left his wife for a woman by the name of Danny Thomas.
Okay.
And
not to be
Danny,
confused with the entertainer Danny Thomas who started St. Jude's.
Correct.
Father
now,
of Marlo Thomas.
Danny is a pole dancer.
God bless her.
She works under the name The Pole Assassin.
Wow, she must be good.
She must be great.
You don't get that name if you're not working the pole, you know?
She's got a monkey.
A pet
as
monkey?
An emotional support animal.
So it's a
pet
monkey
named Gia, correct.
Okay.
So she, but it's, the monkey is sometimes in her act. The pole assassin sometimes uses Gia the monkey in her act, which
okay.
I'm sure is fascinating.
Okay.
But it's also an emotional
You realize if we're going to do this story justice, we may have to go see the act for research.
Sure. Let's go see the
Gia
pole dancer,
and the monkey.
The pole assassin with her monkey Gia.
Yeah.
So here's Jeff Banks with this girlfriend who's a pole dancer. No disrespect intended. I mean, that's her job. She's the pole assassin with her pet monkey Gia. Now, her pet monkey is there for emotional support in addition to being a player in her act. So in Washington State, it is illegal to possess potentially dangerous wild animals such as monkeys, bears, tigers.
All right, point of clarification.
Snakes.
Is it illegal in the state of Texas?
No, not illegal in the state of Texas.
Okay, gotcha.
Illegal in the state of Washington to possess wild animals such as monkeys, bears, tigers, and venomous snakes.
Wow, my bears in Ireland.
Yeah, it's my monkey.
So let's
pull
hear that,
that tune,
one
please.
More time.
Wow, my babes in Ireland.
That is an excellent what Gia would sound like if he could speak.
Right, and I'm the stupid one here. All right. Yeah. So he could either now do, if he gets this job, he can do one of three things. Actually, one of two things. He can either turn the job down,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to leave pole assassin and monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can bring Gia, or he can bring pole assassin and make her leave her monkey in Texas. Those
right.
are the two options if he's offered the job.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think if he's offered the job, does he dump pole dancer and monkey?
I liked your second option of bringing the pole assassin without the monkey. I'm in favor of freeing Gia the monkey to join another act in Texas where it's
free
legal.
Free Gia.
Now, there's something you didn't bring up here.
Okay.
Washington State is located in Pullman, Washington.
Correct.
As our good friend George Raveling used to say, he was the head coach at Washington State for many years. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there.
Sure.
Do we even know if there would be any potential venues for the pole assassin in the Pullman area?
That's a very good question.
Now, you know,
so in other words,
Coeur d'Alene,
are there any...
where my wife's family is from, is not far from there. It's about 40 miles from Pullman. So
is there a strip club in Pullman, Washington?
I could text my brother-in-law.
There are five. Here's a list of the five best strip clubs in Pullman, Washington.
Okay, so that means the pole assassin has some potential work spots.
Yeah, she could work at professional party strippers, 123 strippers.
Okay.
Among the clubs in Pullman, Washington. So do you take the job and leave the monkey?
Yeah. Well, Mace, think of it this way. He can't be with her if she brings the monkey because it's illegal, right?
Yeah, correct.
But if she comes and just works at, what was the name of one of those places?
123 Strippers.
All right. Let's say the pole assassin comes to Pullman and gets a job at 123 Strippers. All right? Stay with me.
By the way,
here.
Isn't that like generic strip club? 123 Strippers?
Must be. But stick with me here.
Okay.
Excellent recruiting tool. You bring the kids in. He say, hey, you want to go see my girlfriend? She works over at 123 Strippers. You show the kids a good time. Next thing you know, you've signed the next free safety at Washington State. What do you think?
Yeah.
Serious
but you're
recruiting
leave,
advantage. You know, normally
Gia
you're trying
monkey.
To.
Now, here's the issue, though. It's an emotional support monkey. She needs this monkey for her to be at her best.
Yeah,
for
but we could,
be...
we could replace the monkey with a dog. Yeah, the monkey's.
That's
already,
my monkey.
You can hear the monkey going crazy right there.
The entire emotional support animal thing is just a load of crap.
I agree. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, will this story hurt or help his candidacy for the job?
Oh, there's only one answer to that.
Which is?
Hurt. You do not want... You don't want a circus around your next head coach.
Why
you don't
not?
Want the introductory press conference.
You don't
to
think
be...
Lane Kiffin plays the circus card? You don't think Mike Leach plays the
Nothing
circus
like
card?
Nothing like this. The opening press conference is basically, did you leave your pole assassin at home? Are you bringing your monkey Gia? How is she going to deal with not having her monkey here in Pullman? These are questions that will actually be at the introductory press conference.
No, matter of fact, I think those are questions that should be asked by the biggest show on the radio, Mason in Ireland. I think we should get this guy on the show and do an intensive interview and find out the latest on the monkey. Bergman, that would be a ratings bonanza.
Ratings bonanza.
Ooh, wow, my Mason in Ireland.
And I could do my monkey sounds for the coach.
By the way, doesn't 123 Strippers sound like a cheer for Rick Pitino?
123 Strippers!
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very good cheer. Yes.
Or something I heard at the last seven bachelor parties I've been to.
All right, so there you have that. Hey, we're going to spin the wheel of questions coming up here. Don't forget, Les Snead is coming up for you at 2:30, and lie of the day. It is my lie today. I will tell you right up front, I have not told it yet.
Really?
But if you can identify the lie when we do it at 3:30, you will score a pair of tickets to go Sunday Night Football, Rams versus Titans. Unfortunately, no Derrick Henry, the leading rusher in the NFL.
That's the name you can't think
for
of.
For a second, yeah. He's injured and gone for a long stretch.
They got Adrian Peterson. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson on the practice squad officially signed today. We'll see if he's available and active on Sunday night. I have no idea. I did pick him up in fantasy, though.
You picked up Peterson?
Yeah, I picked up Peterson. I'm near the bottom, so I get first option on every free agent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So Wheel of Questions coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, let me just be clear here about something, because I – my
You know,
Twitter.
This is exactly what they want. They want you to talk about them.
Yeah, yeah, no. And that's why I do it. That's why I do it. I want them to be successful. I mean, the more successful they are, the more successful we are. Do you agree with that?
Me.
Yeah, they're our lead-in.
Yeah, they're our lead-in. So we want them to be good. So I always look for ways to promote Travis and Sliwa. That's why I brought him up in the last segment. I brought up Travis in the last segment.
Yeah, you always look for ways to rip him. You never promote them. You never say nice things about
Sure,
Travis
I listen to him all the time. Like, I listen to Alan Sliwa, and I know he's a camper. I know Travis doesn't know the name of anybody that works with him.
Well, there you go.
Today, he didn't
and
know
by
Zach
the way, that's
from Taylor
you.
From...
You're the one who doesn't know the names of anybody who works there. I remember one time we brought in five people. He didn't know any of them.
I know everybody. Tomorrow, we'll be in studio. The place, I think you can probably hit a golf ball and not hit anybody.
You
in
can.
That place
I've,
right
I've
now.
Been in a lot more than you. It's very, very eerie.
But I'm looking forward to being in
you'll
studio.
See, okay, this is what you'll see tomorrow. You'll see John Chin.
Yes, I
you'll
love John.
You'll see Bergman.
Big fan.
You'll see Jorge.
JB Greg. Jorge.
And there's a chance Scott McCarthy might be there.
Oh, nice. Our big
outside
boss.
Chance at Amanda, and you'll see Bergman. That's it. Greg, am I leaving anybody out?
No, that's everybody that'll be
you'll
here.
You'll see Emily, who produces Travis
oh,
and Slee.
Oh, yeah, Emily.
Yeah, Emily will
I
be
might
here.
See Travis and Slee.
They're in there about half the time.
When
about
the show's the over, you'll see Laura and you'll see Lindsay.
Now, I am going to be lobbying the boss tomorrow to be allowed to go into the studio more often. Because here I sit in my living room every day doing the show with no connected to, without being connected to anybody except through wires. I want to see people. And the show we did, what was that, 2 weeks ago when the Dodgers were playing the Braves? The show we did 2 weeks ago when we were all in the studio. Guys, you got to admit, that was the best show we've done in a really long time.
Fuego.
Well, tomorrow we'll see if we can recreate because everybody's going to be in studio tomorrow.
Yes.
Hey, we haven't mentioned this story, and it's the number one story on ESPN.com, so we should probably bring it up. This is a tragic story involving Henry Ruggs, the wide receiver for the Raiders. I'll read the first paragraph of the ESPN story. Henry Ruggs is facing a driving under the influence charge after a fiery vehicle crash early Tuesday in Las Vegas that left a woman dead and Ruggs and his female passengers injured. According to the Las Vegas PD, Ruggs was driving a Chevy Corvette a little before 3:40 a.m. when he crashed into the rear end of a Toyota RAV4 in a busy section of a residential area west of the Las Vegas Strip. The Toyota caught fire and the driver died. She was not immediately identified. Ruggs, who's 22, showed signs of impairment, police said in a statement, and he will be charged with felony DUI resulting in death.
Wow.
So just a horrible story. This is obviously, there's nothing you can say about this that isn't just incredibly sad. Someone has lost their life. And I think, Mace, it's safe to say Henry Ruggs has lost his career.
Oh, lost his career and, you know, will likely be charged with manslaughter at some point and will potentially
felony,
go to prison.
Felony DUI that includes death carries a sentence from 2 to 20 years in prison.
Wow.
But even if... And I even feel a little queasy about talking about this story in football terms at all, but since that's where this is eventually going to go and we're a sports station, even if Ruggs were to serve his sentence, let's say he gets the lower end of that sentence.
Goes to prison for 2 years.
Serves for 2 years. I don't know if he's welcomed back. It's just so sad. By the way, he averages 19 yards per catch. He's second in the NFL among pass catchers with at least 20 receptions. He's he's one of the fastest guys in the league, if not the fastest. He ran a 4.27 40 at the combine. All four of his career touchdowns have been of at least 46 yards. And this is devastating, obviously, for the woman who lost her life, and for Henry Ruggs. I always shake my head at this, Mace, because I'm around a lot of pro athletes. And trust me when I say, professional teams all have security. And all you have to do if you've been drinking is call security and they will come get you. they will provide you with a driver.
Is that right? So does that include the Lakers?
Of course.
There's somebody from security who will come and pick you up?
That we have full-time security traveling with us all the time. If these guys go out, Mace, on the road, security tries to go with them. And if they ever need a ride, we have a travel coordinator who will, because they don't want guys driving in areas where they're not familiar or driving after they've been out where they may have had a drink. It's a protection of their investment, and it's a good thing to do for your employees.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not a sports team.
Well, if the facts of the case are as you described, and I've not read very much about it, but if the facts of the case are as you described, he's going to prison.
Oh, for sure. And again, I think that this is potentially career ending.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad that
it had to result in
someone losing her life. Because Henry Ruggs didn't have the smarts to make a phone call or to push the Uber app on his phone.
Right.
And hopefully this is a cautionary tale to not just athletes and famous people. It's never been easier in our lifetime, Mace. Never been easier to get a ride home if you've been drinking. Never. You call Uber, call Lyft, call your best friend, call me. I'll come get you.
Yeah, I'll give out my number.
You know, this makes no sense.
Yeah, people have the Uber app right on their phone. Yeah, that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy all the way around. All right, tell you what, coming up next for you, we will spin the wheel of questions. We were going to do it there, but that story we wanted to make sure we mentioned.
And by the way, let me point out, too, that earlier this year in January, Josh Jacobs, who's another Raider player out of Alabama, star player, running back, involved in a single car accident, arrested for DUI next to the McCarran Airport. I'm a Raider fan. I'm saying this as a Raider fan. They got to get their house in order. I'm not saying this to do anything to do with sports. Your players are literally endangering people's lives, and today someone was killed. Raiders, get your house in order. Make sure that, and by the way, sometimes you have to make an example out of people that do this and say, look, we provide outlets and we have security and we have cars and we have drivers. And if you don't use them, you can't play for us. It's time for them to take a stand, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next, we will spin the wheel of questions. We'll change the tone of things altogether. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.